USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Altered COVID-19 vaccines may be available soon. Jim Berg in Phoenix reports.
The FDA is authorizing updated COVID booster shots. They're from Pfizer and Moderna and are designed to fight back against the BA.4 and BA.5 variants of the Omicron strain. The authorization comes from data based on 8 mice and no human clinical data that's been made available to the public. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says as the virus evolves, the original vaccine is not as protective against newer strains.
The FDA has extensive experience with evaluating strain changes for influenza vaccines and is confident in the data supporting these latest booster authorizations.
President Trump's special master request for his conflict with the FBI will be decided by a Florida judge starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
The International Atomic Energy Agency's mission is set to inspect the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in Ukraine today, but there have been multiple reports of intense shelling around the area where the largest nuclear plant in Europe is located. The visit has currently been delayed. Let's get an update in Mississippi's fresh water problem.
Floods in Jackson, Mississippi have forced one of the city's water treatment plants offline. Residents now have to wait in line for bottles of water. Social justice organizer Danielle Holmes says the water problems in the town are longstanding.
I honestly don't even want to bathe my baby in Jackson's water. We need help. We need federal oversight. We need something to happen because for it to be going on for years and the governor not caring, the mayor hiring incompetent people to run the water treatment plant.
For a month preceding the flood, residents were being urged to boil water before using it. Officials were concerned it could cause digestive problems.
That's Tony Maruso reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
At a time when New York is experiencing overwhelming violence and crime, the state lost a House seat because of the declining population. The soft-on-crime bail reform and Democrat leaders calling for defunding the police has emboldened criminal attacks. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to reduce violence is gun control and is complaining her decisions are more important than the Constitution of the United States.
The Supreme Court decided. They decided to strip away the rights of a governor to protect her citizens from gun violence by striking down a 100-year-old law, that limits who can carry concealed weapons. So at a time when we're having a national reckoning on gun safety, what we can do to protect our citizens, that decision wasn't just negligent, it was reprehensible. And they removed long-standing limitations that we used here in New York.
NASA is targeting 2:17 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 3rd, for the launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida has a two-hour launch window for the next attempt. Monday's launch was scrubbed due to weather delays and mechanical failures on the launch pad. The Kremlin is reporting Vladimir Putin's schedule will prevent him from attending Mikhail Gorbachev's funeral on Saturday in Moscow's Hall of Columns. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.